So recently we had Garrett Ucolito in studio, who's the commissioner of the Department of Transportation. And actually, I think I have it right here. He talked about this in particular. I had said to him, you know, can we talk about what you guys want to see happen during the legislative session? And he's like, we're still kind of getting our priorities together. But he actually kind of went on a very fast, very quick, because he's not a long rant kind of a guy, a quick rant about something that really grinds his gears. Take a listen.
I do believe, and there's no like factual evidence because this is very difficult to prove, but so many people, even the safest people who claim they're the safest drivers, are distracted by their phones in their vehicle. You know, I drive everywhere every day, and the number of people I see on their phone, mounting their phone, and then watching TikTok,
a sports game,
YouTube,
or, mm-hmm.
yeah, they're streaming things on their phone while I've seen people FaceTiming while they're driving. You know, that is, I think, one of the biggest reasons we're seeing this occur, is that there's just so much distraction occurring behind the wheel.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it, and I don't blame him, right? I mean, logically, when you are operating a car, guess what? Your job is to operate the vehicle, not to also watch something or answer the phone or text or blow dry your hair or eat a sandwich or whatever else people are doing while they're driving a car. It's amazing. And so I want to say I was surprised when I heard that distracted driving seemed to be the theme of the DOT's legislative proposals this year, but that would be a lie because I sort of had an inkling that this was going to be happening. Josh Morgan is back from the Department of Transportation to talk a little bit more about this and give us specifics about the legislation DOT is proposing this year. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, the mounted phones. I've seen it. Drives me nuts, too. I get it. I understand where Commissioner Ucolito's coming from. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, really, so many people are traveling around the state with computers in their pockets and in their hands. And even if they mount them on their windshield, on their dashboard, they're quote unquote hands-free, they're doing things that are taking their focus off the road. Like you heard the commissioner said, you know, scrolling social media, watching a streaming service, there's a lot of dangerous behaviors happening. So yeah, we want to take a look at that and how we can, you know, maybe change some laws to make our state, make our commutes a little bit safer.
Okay, so tell us how we're going to do it, Josh. What are some of the proposals DOT has put forward?
Yeah, one of the things, and really what the state's hands-free law maybe hasn't kept up with, is, you know, new vehicles today basically have tablets in their dashboards, these infotainment screens, which will allow you to use a map service or check your vehicle diagnostics, make a phone call. There's some, good features into that. But car manufacturers will include safety features, so you can't operate those when the vehicle is moving. You can't watch videos. You can't do certain things when the vehicle is in motion. There's some dangerous people out there that are selling converters online that allow you to bypass and override your car's safety features. So then you could put a streaming service on your infotainment screen. You could have a virtual meeting on that screen, basically mirroring or displaying what's on your phone on that tablet that's in your vehicle. So dangerous. And so what we're proposing is one, to make that, that's not a violation of the hands-free law, that would be a reckless driving penalty, so a stiffer penalty, but also banning the sale of those to people in Connecticut. So that's a big legislative change to sort of ban that marketplace, because it is a problem and it is dangerous. Anything that is going to take somebody's focus off the road could put people's lives in jeopardy. It's one thing to have your GPS going to help you get to your destination. It's a completely different thing when you're binge watching a show as you're driving. Just completely unacceptable, dangerous behavior.
Are those converters illegal, Josh?
They are. There's no real mechanism to stop them, but your car ships with the safety features enabled. So modifying that to disable those features is certainly something that is going to be creating unsafe conditions. So what we want to propose is make it illegal, ban the sale of those in Connecticut. There's a lot of online marketplaces or stores where you could pick these things up. wish there wasn't a market for them, wish people were a little bit more sensible in terms of trying to do that to their vehicle. The safety features are there for a reason. Don't disable them. There's a lot of studies and a lot of research that goes into the safety features that come equipped with vehicles. So disabling those is never a good idea. And so we're looking to have those converters banned here in Connecticut, and something that, you know, will be a topic of conversation with our legislative members this session.
I mean, that's like anything in life, though, Josh, right? I mean, every time you get on an airplane and they're like, please, you can't smoke in there, and don't disable the warning that says do not smoke in the bathroom on an airplane, right? So I think, unfortunately, people are just going to, you know, go and do what is best for them, not caring about what's best for other people or what safety mechanisms were put into place. I'm curious, though, these converters, as you mentioned, there's a marketplace for them. I mean, I don't want to name drop certain things, but like, could you buy this on Amazon right now? Like, how do you kind of ban the sale of these?
Yeah, that's a little bit wonky, but, you know, basically not being able to have items, you know, shipped or delivered to you here in Connecticut. A lot of conversation to be had, you know, just to back up of, you know, people are going to do what people are going to do. That's, I mean,
right.
That's part of the problem that we're seeing here with driver behavior. The selfishness of drivers, the lack of responsibility that they take when they get behind the wheel, not just distractions. You know, we're talking impairment. We're talking about speeding. We're talking about people choosing not to wear their seatbelts and then becoming projectiles if they get into a car crash. So there's just a lot of things that we wish we didn't necessarily have to regulate, necessarily didn't have to have laws for, but things that we want to push and talk about, because changing driver behavior is really going to be core to improving safety on our roadways for everybody. The cars are getting bigger. People are driving faster, and so many people are just distracted by these little computers that they walk around with. And it's almost like Pavlov's dog, right? You get that notification of an email, a text message.
Have to check.
Social media. I have to check. You know, people wake up in the morning, the first thing they do is look at their phone. They go to bed at night, the last thing they do is look at their phone. They get in the car, they put their phone up, and maybe they're, you know, sending text messages or, you know, letting TikTok scroll as they have it on their dashboard. Just really no text, no email, no social media post is worth your life or anyone else's. So, again, just so much of this is in the control of the drivers, and we just hope they do the right thing. But, yeah, this will be a good conversation that we'll be having this session with our legislative partners.
Yeah, and the reason I was asking about where you can get them, Josh, is because I think this is a bigger conversation than even Connecticut. So I love the idea. I think it makes a lot of sense. And my question is, you know, if people really want to get their hands on this converter, for example, they're going to do it. They're going to go either across state lines. So unless you have something universal, which again, I'm not putting the onus on you guys. But to me, I think this is something that nationally these should be banned. Or the other part of this is, okay, say somebody does get their hands on it, because they probably will. Let's be honest, they probably will. Is there a repercussion of if you are caught distracted driving? I mean, obviously, you know, having stiffer penalties, that's great. But does it get confiscated? Like if your car is searched and you are found to have this illegal converter, does it get taken? I mean, is that part of the legislation? Because I feel like that's probably a more effective way than banning the sales, because I think people are still going to get them. I'm not trying to like downgrade what you're saying, but I think people, if they want to get their hands on it, they're going to do it.
Yeah, no, and that's an absolutely fair point, and something that we're going to be, you know, talking about obviously at the Transportation Committee level, probably involve folks at the Judiciary Committee level, and talking to our state and local law enforcement partners who are just so essential at being out in our communities and stopping dangerous drivers before tragedies occur. So, yeah, lots to come and more to come on that. But, you know, something else on reckless driving, Melissa, is thinking of our workers and our contractors who are out there on the highways. You know, we're proposing also that if you're violating the hands-free law and that's in a work zone, that's going to be a reckless driving charge as well.
It should.
Because of the dangers you're putting yourself and the workers in. So trying to increase those penalties. But again, you know, don't be selfish. Think outside of yourself. Think of the people who are out there around you on the road, working on the road. They have friends, they have family, they have loved ones. you know, we want people to get to where they're going safely. We want our people to get home safely at the end of their shift as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have Josh Morgan here from the Department of Transportation talking about legislative proposals for the 2026 session. You had just said, Josh, that if you're driving through a work zone, this is one of the proposals, that if you're violating the hands-free law, you're now looking at a stiffer penalty. I'm curious if that's because I've never gotten a reckless driving charge. I've never had that issue. But do you get points on your license? Do you have your license taken temporarily? Does that come with that? Like, what happens when you get reckless driving?
Yeah, I don't want to misspeak, but I mean, it is a stiffer penalty. And thank you, Melissa, for not getting a ticket.
Oh, you're welcome.
Or a charge of reckless driving.
Yeah, it's no
driving.
Problem.
So we appreciate your safe driving behaviors on Connecticut roadways. But, you know, it's just, you know, to make it more serious, because it is serious. I mean, it's dangerous regardless of where you are, if you're on a local road, if you're on a highway. If there's no one else around you and you're texting and driving, you run the risk of crashing, you know, hurting yourself, hurting somebody else. But just the risks are so much greater in work zones around Connecticut, and so often that there's men and women that are not even behind concrete barriers. They're behind some plastic cones and some plastic barrels, which, you know, that's not going to stop an SUV. That's not going to stop a tractor trailer. And that's going to be absolutely catastrophic if there's a crash. So we want to send a message that what you do behind the wheel can have deadly consequences, and there needs to be severe penalties for that selfish behavior.
But does that include losing your license temporarily? And the reason I ask that, Josh, is because to your point, people should be able to go home at the end of the day. We're talking about state troopers. We're talking about construction workers. We're talking about DOT workers. We're talking about tow truck drivers, just to name a few. And the fact is that even people who want to just pull off on the side of the road to maybe switch drivers because they're driving very far, or they have to grab something out of the trunk of their car, you can't do that anymore because people are so ridiculous driving on the highways. And so, honestly, the people who say, I can't have my license taken, how am I going to get to work? You know what? I don't really care, because honestly, you didn't care enough about the people who are trying to do their jobs. So I don't really care that you can't get to your job. I know that probably sounds very callous, but to me, care. You don't care. Like, you're operating a vehicle. People are working. Slow down and move over. I don't understand it. And I feel like your license does need to be, I want to say, temporarily taken. I don't even think points is enough. I really think, like, look, you didn't care enough to slow down and follow the law. You didn't care enough to keep people safe who are doing their jobs. So then, sorry, you can't get to your job the way you comfortably want to in your car. Like, I'm sorry if I sound like a jerk saying that, but it really is so frustrating. And I think if you take away the luxury of being able to get in your car and drive to work the way that you want to, even if it's just for a month, I think that sends a bigger message than, hey, you're going to pay a heftier fine. That's just me.
Yeah. And I think people maybe forget that getting your license, operating a motor vehicle, is really a privilege.
It's
not a right. So, you know, we can, monetize, levy heavier fines, maybe hit somebody in their bank account. Maybe that will change their behavior. But to your point, you know, if they lose their license and they don't have that ability to drive, that's, you know, the freedom of mobility gets taken away. Just really hope it doesn't have to come to that. You know,
these
are, I guess, choices that people are choosing to make. So if it's a $200 fine, if it's 30 days in jail, if it's 30 days of losing your license, that shouldn't happen. It shouldn't need to happen. Just think of, what if that was your brother or sister in the work zone? What if that was your child on the road that got hit because someone ran a red light because they were looking at their phone? Too many people think that this will never happen to me. I'm a good driver. I just looked at my phone for a second. You know, you glance down at your phone going 60 miles an hour, you're basically going the length of a football field with your eyes closed.
Right.
That's, you know, it's unbelievable.
I know what I'm saying, Josh, is probably not going to sound popular. People listening are probably like, this girl's crazy. But I mean, think about it. So I had a friend of mine that I'll never forget. Last year, she was rear-ended on the Mirror Parkway. It wasn't her fault. She was rear-ended, but her car was in the shop. And for 2 weeks, I mean, she was like, talk about perspective of a luxury. You know, you talk about a privilege. First of all, there are people who don't have a vehicle that they can get to and from work or where they need to go. So there's that, right? But the average person in Connecticut probably has at least one car for their home. Getting rides, paying for Uber or having people leave work to come pick you up. And you're not just talking about getting to and from work. The average person also has to pick up kids from school, has to get to a grocery store, has to go to a doctor's appointment. In 2 weeks, my friend said to me, she's like, I hope I never get rear-ended, for the sole purpose that this was the hardest 2 weeks to just live my life without feeling like I'm inconveniencing other people, without feeling like I'm going to be late to everything, without feeling like I have the freedom to get to and from places. I think we've lost that a little bit. I think we've lost that. And honestly, I think even more than jail time or paying a hefty fine, take someone's license for a month. I'm asking that is something that should be considered, because I think that's really how you change behaviors. When you have your life impacted, all of a sudden, it's all about you, right? And if your life is impacted and you can't handle that change, well, now maybe you're going to think twice about being a jerk on the roads, because you all you did was lose your license for a month. But, you know, people like Andrew DiDomenico, he lost his life. People like a state trooper, they lost their lives. You lost your license for a month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Melissa. And, you know, we continue to put the numbers of people who are killed on Connecticut roadways on our highway signs, you know, updating those numbers, you know, every week, because the numbers continue to go up. We're in a better spot than we have been in, you know, recent years. But there's still hundreds of people being killed on Connecticut roadways. And, you know, I just want to stress again to your audience is, don't care about roadway safety until it personally impacts you. Start caring today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait until you lose your license and then you're inconvenienced. Don't wait until there's a crash that you get hurt or someone you know and care about gets hurt or killed. Safety is a shared responsibility for all of us. And if we all just thought of our community and thought outside of just me and my car driving, our state would be a lot safer. So, you know, don't wait until it personally impacts you. Start today. Change your behavior and help keep our state safe.
Yeah, totally, Josh. I appreciate that. And I always appreciate you giving us the time on WACC. I know we're going to be in touch again really soon, and we have so much more to talk about, but we've run out of time. Thank you, Josh Morgan, Department of Transportation here on WACC.